this is the law given by the state. So you may believe it or not believe it, you have to carry out. So it cannot be changed in any circumstance. Therefore, dharma does not mean a faith. It is compulsion. So, the compulsory law is that God is great and we are subordinate or servant of God. You may believe or not believe, the God's law will apply upon you, forcing. Exactly like the state law. You may have faith or no faith, you must accept it, otherwise it will be possibly imposed upon. So, dharma, as it is explained in English dictionary, a kind of faith, that is not proper name. Dharma means that you are obliged to obey the laws given by God. Just like our material condition, birth, death, old age and disease. So one may say that I do not believe in death, that is false. You may believe or not believe, you have to die. Similarly, one may believe or not believe, he has to take birth. But death means to give up this body and accept another body. That is very nice to explain in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakādhihāntaram prāti hīra-sattva-namayati. Just like a child, he must accept the body of the boy. The boy, he must accept next the body of the youth. The youth must accept the old man's body. This is the law of God. You must
accept.
When this body is no more practically usable, then you have to accept another body and begin a new life. This is the law of nature or the law of God. Law of nature is dull material. Nature cannot work automatically without the incentive or manipulation of God behind nature. Foolish people think that nature is working automatically. That is their ignorance. Nature is working under the direction of the Supreme Law.
Manas Rodríguez está trabajando bajo la dirección del Señor Supremo.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya Rakshena Patiti Sudasita Charasaram Hetu Nanena Kompiya Jagadri Parivartate. God says that under one superintendence, the material nature is working and therefore so many wonderful changes happening. So, nature is working under the order of the Supreme Law, and we are under the stringent laws of nature.
Por eso la naturaleza material trabaja bajo la orden del Señor Supremo. Nosotros trabajamos bajo las reglas estrictas de la naturaleza material.
Therefore, we are obliged to carry out the natural sequences, just as I already explained, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to old age. These are natural laws, and after mature old age, you have to change this body and accept another body. So if we say that I have no faith in the orders of the material nature, I can avoid it, that is not possible.
Por eso que decimos, si yo no tengo ningún fe en el orden de la naturaleza material, yo puedo evitarla, eso no es posible.
So therefore this dharma means, you may have faith or may not have faith, you have to abide by the laws of nature.
Por eso esta palabra dharma significa que quizás usted tenga fe o no tenga fe, pero usted tiene que obedecer las leyes de la naturaleza.
People therefore say, as sure as that, you may think that don't care for death, there will be no death, but it will happen.
Por eso se dice, tan seguro como la muerte, porque podemos creer, no creer, quizás, pero la muerte va a suceder, eso es seguro.
Therefore the conclusion is that you cannot manufacture any laws of religion.
Por eso la conclusión es que usted no puede fabricar ninguna ley.
Man-made religion has no value. Man-made religion, there are so many religious systems. Hindu religion, Christian religion, Mahometan religion, or this religion, that religion. That is a sign of faith. But religion means the order of the Lord given by God. Therefore, here it is said, dharma prajita koika bhakta. Koika means fitting type of religious system. Real religion means God is there, I am there. God is great, I am subordinate. I must survive by the laws of God. It is
a very religion. It is religion.
At the present moment, under this spell of illusion in this material condition, we have forgotten our real
religion.
Real religion means to revive our consciousness. We say Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. By this, we agree clarified by the Lord of Gods.
Verily, religion significa revivir nuestra conciencia de Cristo, a nuestra conciencia de Dios, por la cual estamos conforme o de acuerdo a obedecer las leyes de Dios.
So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, and at the end, Sarva Dharman Purushasya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. He says that you have manufactured so many legal systems, so you give up all this. You simply surrender to me.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you set up to us all the trials, after the system of the religion, abandona todo eso, y dícese a mí,
so the real conclusion is, real religion means to surrender and to God.
Por eso la conclusión verdadera significa, la verdadera religión significa rendirse a Dios.
It is expressed in another place of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai punsana paro dhamma yato bhakti yadukhari ahoi tuki yaprakita jenatma sampratī. That is first class is here. What is that? Sabai punsana paro dhamma. First class is here. Yato bhakti yadukhari. We speak at that. How to surrender to God and love.
Namurugari Sima Bhagavatam says que la religión de la primera clase es la religión que puede enseñarnos cómo rendirnos a Dios.
Ahuituti aprakilhata nenatma samprasuditati. Ahuituti means without any motive. Aprakilhata without any check. Nenatma samprasuditati. If you come to that platform very well, then you become fully satisfied.
How do you think you just see? Timo Pino Alguno, Pratihata, Timo Stablo Alguno, Tinama Santa Divinity, you said, Jira, it's a platform of the religion, Timo Pino, Timo Stablo, Jesus Christ, that is a self.
There again, there are four principles in the human society. Namely, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Means, first of all, becomes clear that you solve your economic problem, and then satisfy your senses, and then become one with
you. Entonces, el rollo, su economía, salvar de sus sentidos y todo el trato de difundirse y cumplir.
Those who are following the basic principles, they think like that. Not only they, others also, the so-called religious system, they also think like that.
Tanto los seguidores del sistema bélico como los seguidores de todos los retos de religión piensan de esa manera, los cuatro principios.
That's right. The Christians, they go to church, oh God, give us our daily bread.
For example, the Christians want to ask the religion, it is a follower of Dios, they don't have to find the religion.
So this bread supply, business, is like that God simply supplies bread, and we eat, and we enjoy.
We can go to the glory of God, since you are simply for and the time of pan in this time.
Similarly, the Hindu system also there is, oh God, give me some money, I am very poor, I am suffering from disease, please your leave. And so, everywhere you find some motive in the Lord.
Come here, we have a procedure of Hindu, even if for the Lord,
so, religion does not mean to solve the economic problem.
Pero religión no significa solucionar los problemas económicos.
Therefore, at the present moment, they are becoming godless because now people are advanced in education and knowledge. They think that if I have to ask bread from God, So I said, go to bar, let me earn money, and sleep. And I can purchase bread, so I shall go to church.
Por lo tanto, por eso no uno quiere cumplir Dios, porque él fue muy avanzado en su situación y él piensa que porque yo tengo que pedir el pan a Dios, es mejor que yo gano mucho dinero, yo puedo comprar mi propio pan y no tengo que ir a la iglesia.
On account of this motivated readiness, the communists are taking advantage and they're preaching godlessness.
Debido a esta religión con motivo, los comunistas aprovechan de eso y predican a una sociedad sin Dios.
In communist country, the innocent village people, they go to church and ask for bread. And when they come out of the church, the communist leader asks them, have you got bread?
En los países comunistas, la gente inocente de los pueblos de arena van a la iglesia y piden pan de Dios. Y cuando salen de la iglesia, los comunistas dicen a ellos que si quieren pan.
So, they say, now ask bread from us.
Entonces dicen, pide pan de nosotros.
So they ask bread, oh communist leader, give me bread. So they supply hands. Quantity of bread, take as much as you can.
And so that Jesus van a los comunistas, que oh, tiene comunistas, por favor, Jesus van, y ellos proveen una cantidad inmensa, y dicen, tome a su satisfacción, mucho pan.
So then they ask, who has supplied bread? They say, the communist leader.
So they preguntan, ¿quién ha proveído su pan? Y ellos contestan, los tiene comunistas.
In this way, the provider, now there is no use of going to the child or asking bread from God. And they also practically see that we, in the church, we ask for bread, there was no supply of bread. And as soon as they praise bread from the communist leader, there are so many bread. But the innocent people, they do not know that these communist leaders have supplied bread not from his father's store, it is from the store of God.
Proveído pan, no de la bodega de sus padres, sino de la bodega de Dios.
So they are innocent people, they do not know. That's why the bread is supplied by God. Because the ingredients of bread, namely the good thing, the wheat or the pulses, that is not made by communist leader, that is made by God.
Realmente, ellos no saben que el pan es producido por Dios, porque no saben que no los pides con hijos, porque no saben que los ingredientes del pan, como chivo y algo y todo eso, ellos no son, esos ingredientes no se pueden fabricar por los pides con hijos, sino por Dios.
Therefore, the conclusion is that if we approach God for some material benefit, he may be cheated at some time.
La conclusión es que si queremos acercarnos a Dios por algún motivo material, luego podemos ser engañados.
Therefore it is said, dharma kojita apra koitoma. This kind of motivated religious system is completely thrown away from the similar world.
Por eso se dice aquí que para considerando a este tipo de religión con motivo material es completamente impulsado afuera de este esquema bautista.
Intelligent person should know that God is supplying food to so many living entities, why he shall not supply me.
Personas inteligentes deben saber que Dios provee alimento a tantas entidades vivientes y como no para mí también.
There are 8,400,000 forms of living entities. Out of that, only 400,000 form a human body. So, 8 million means there are fishes, there are trees, there are plants, there are insects, there are birds, bees, and in this way, 8 million. They are getting all their food stuff supplied by God.
Los demás especies, 8 million, cerdos, pájaros, árboles, peces, todos. 8 million, todos reciben su comida de Dios.
This morning, we are walking on the in the path, we saw so many fruits and corn on the street. That means the boss has eaten them and they have thorns on it. The boss supplies immense bread or eatable things without any asking.
Esta mañana caminamos en los parques y vimos tantas frutas echadas en la calle. Eso significa que ya los pájaros habían comido y después de comer han echado tantas frutas y cosas en la calle porque son Dios. Eso significa que Dios puede proveer tantas cosas a los humanos, a todas las vidas vivientes, sin pedir nada.
En el African jungle, there are hundreds of thousands of elephants. They eat at a time, huge quantity of food, but still they're supplied by dogs.
En la zona de África hay cientos de miles de elefantes. Ellos comen una cantidad inmensa de comida.
Actually, even from a practical point of view, I have traveled all over the world. There are immense places we can produce foodstuffs for supplying food 10 times of the whole world population. So therefore, there is no need of approaching God with a motive for material supplies and material satisfaction.
Por eso no hay ninguna necesidad de acercarse a Dios con motivo material para satisfacerse materialmente.
In the Vedic literature, we get information. Vikranityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam, Ekuja Bhunam, Vidudasitanam. God, the recognition of God is still there, that He is also a living entity like us. He is also Vigana like us. Vikranityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam. But what is the difference between Him and us? That is described. Ego to Bhunam Vidudhanam. That one God is supplying all the necessities of this many.
La vida de Dios es la la información o la descripción de Dios. Y él también es el viviente como nosotros. Él también es eterno como nosotros. Pero también se da la diferencia. Ego Bhunam Vidudhanam. Dios provee todas las necesidades de todas las demás entidades vivientes.
So we should not approach God for economic satisfaction, or for bread, or for food, or for anything necessary for our life.
Por eso no debemos acercarnos a Dios por motivo de satisfacción de nuestros problemas económicos, para pan, fruto, con cualquier motivo material.
God has arranged food for everyone. The aquatics, the birds, the bees, the trees, the elephants of the other and four-legged animals, and why not calling them beings? Human beings are the soldier and civilized. Still living in the forest, they have no element for economic development, but they do not know. But they have got also food.
Dios ha provido a todos los vivientes. Ellos, insectos, pájaros, árboles, todos, y también los seres humanos también. Por ejemplo, hoy día existen razones que seres humanos no son civilizados, por ejemplo, en los bosques. Ellos no tienen ningún plan para desarrollo económico, pero todavía, sin embargo, viven. También para nosotros, hay un arreglo, también todo es prohibido para nosotros.
Therefore, Shastra says, तस्वेत प्रजते तपोमिता न लभते तलभते दुख वांसो चाई बात जब लगे बात कांसास में नॉट फॉर एनीथिंग एल्स एंड बिकॉज हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस दे कम ऑटोमेटिकली वी हैव नॉट टू ट्राई
dice que uno debe intentar desarrollar su conciencia y decirse de Dios y ninguno de nosotros, porque en este mundo material la felicidad y la angustia vienen automáticamente, no tenemos que intentar obtenerlo.
Everyone aspires for happiness. Nobody aspires for distress, but distress is possibly come upon. Similarly, they have to say that distress comes without any desire. Similarly, happiness also is found without any endeavor.
En este mundo material todos buscamos la felicidad y no la angustia. Pero, sin embargo, la angustia viene y tenemos que aceptarla. Similarmente, aunque no buscamos la felicidad viene. Tanto la felicidad como la angustia vienen de su autonomía.
So now we are in the material world. The so-called happiness and distress will come and go. But our, the human life, the endeavor should be how to find out or revive our relationship with God. That is our
message.
We are just like seasonal changes, happiness and distress. Matra from sun to full deal, seasons from sugar to color. Just like there is winter season, the springing cold. That will also not stay. And the scorching heat, that will also not stay. It comes and goes. Therefore, so long in the material world we are, the so-called happiness and distress will come and go. Don't bother about peace. You simply try for reviving your Krishna consciousness of God.
Son como los cambios de las estaciones. Por ejemplo, en el invierno hay frío muy terrible, pero eso no puede quedar, tiene que permanecer, tiene que irse. Cambian el verano, hay todo muy terrible, tampoco puede permanecer. De esa manera, la angustia y la felicidad de este mundo material siempre vienen y van. Pero debemos intentar utilizar nuestro tiempo para revivir nuestro conciencia de Dios. Eso es nuestro verdadero asunto.
So, human beings have misunderstood the mode of life. They are simply busy for maintaining this body whole day and night.
Los seres humanos han mal entendido el propósito de la vida humana y están ocupados día y noche para satisfacer o mantener este cuerpo material.
So, we should conclude like this, that if God can supply 8 billion types of different lower animals, then why shall not God give the necessities of life to the human society?
Por eso, por lo tanto, debemos concluir que el Dios está proveyendo solo para 8 billion especies de la vida, como no los seres humanos también.
So don't execute your religious principle for some material benefit. But try to revive your relationship with God and try to love it.
Por lo tanto, no ejecute su principio religioso para algún beneficio material, sino trate de recibir su confianza y su relación con Dios y trate de amarle.
That type of religious system is there in this other part of the that there is no motive but to how to love God, that is said.
En el sistema religioso se encuentra encima del Papa San Gloria, no hay ningún motivo y cómo ejecutarlo se decide aquí.
This type of religion means to love God. He stated here as Shivaram, Kaputrayo Purnanam. Sivanam means all activity and the threefold vision condition of life is completely uprooted. On account of this material body, we have got threefold miseries within this material
body.
One is called adhyatmik, adhyatmik means miserable condition due to the material body and the mind. The other miserable condition is adhigovi, miserable condition offered by other living
entities.
And the third miserable condition is which is offered by the nature, just like earthquakes, penny, pestilence, so many other things on nature. No control. We have no control in any kind of miserable condition, especially the miserable condition offered by nature. We cannot control it. So therefore, here it is said that if you tell us this religious system means how to love God, then he will be transcendental to all this middle and the material existence.
There are transcendental as well as our mysterious energies.
And this information, these practices, as in the Simon Bhagavatam, which is combined by, not by any ordinary person, but Simon Bhagavatam is Bhavani Krita. He could have said that he has given us.
This information is the practice from Bharat in Simon Bhagavatam.
This ordinary literature that is full of mistakes and cheating, illusion,
imperfectness.
Every condition soul can be done. We have got four defects, namely, we commit mistakes. We have sometimes illusion, and sometimes we do not know properly anything, and still like this, my thesis, perhaps it may be, but it is not, but that is cheating. One has sufficient knowledge, and perhaps maybe it will be.
So, a veces estamos en ilusión y aunque no tenemos información perfecta, siempre queremos algo, eso tiene un estado de quizás puede que de esa manera, él me dice que siempre engañamos, y no tenemos información.
And above all of that, we should know that our present material senses are imperfect.
Y sobre todo, debemos saber que nuestros sentidos actuales materiales son imperfectos.
For example, just like we have made much trouble of our eyes, he said, can we show this God? But our eyes are so long perfect as long as the light is.
For example, we have tanto orgullo in nuestros ojos, pero nuestros ojos funcionan solo las dimensiones que hay luz.
It is conditional. Therefore, every sense now we are producing, they are not perfect. So we acquire knowledge by using our different knowledge senses. Therefore, because they are imperfect, whatever knowledge we gather by speculation can be
imperfect.
So if we take knowledge from such personality who are liberated, then that knowledge is perfect. This is the process of acquiring knowledge in the Krishna consciousness moment, that we receive knowledge from the perfect person.
Eso es un proceso del exigir conociendo, el exigir conociendo la conciencia de Krishna, que ahora estamos conscientes de la persona perfecta.
Now, here, it is said that because it is given by the perfect person directly, we should take knowledge from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ahora aquí se dice que fue el exigir conociendo el estado por el sabio perfecto directly, debemos tomar conocimiento de este Srimad Bhagavatam.
The truth is that we have now become godless. We have no information of God. But if you read some of the Bhagavatam, then immediately he realized God.
Y la prueba es que aunque ahora no tenemos ninguna información respecto a Dios, sino estamos ignorantes, quizás todos como tenemos este Srimad Bhagavatam, evidentemente podemos comprender, entender a Dios.
Just like you can see, in reality, that this boy is John, this is a moment. Because they are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they are now ready to realize what is born and what is his relationship with God.
Por ejemplo, en realidad, ustedes van a llegar prácticamente a los muchachos y las muchachas que se han rendido por este movimiento de la conciencia de Cristo, gradualmente. Están realizando lo que es Dios, lo que es su relación con Dios.
So unless we realize God and our religion and we become lover of God, there is no question of peace in mind.
Por eso, a menos que realizamos que es Dios y que es nuestra posición y que nos hagamos amantes de Dios, no hay ninguna posibilidad de paz en la mente.
Therefore, it is a commandment, yes. That if you want real peace in the mind, try to understand what is God, what is your relationship with God, and act accordingly, you will be immediately peaceful.
Por eso, se recomienda aquí, si usted quiere verdadera paz en la mente, trate de entender lo que es Dios, que es nuestra relación con Dios, cómo actuar de acuerdo a la relación, donde usted podrá tener paz en la mente.
As soon as you become peaceful, your life is successful. Thank you very much.
And variation, and how one species evolves to another species.
By the mind, intelligence, and ego.
Por la mente, la inteligencia y el ego.
At the time of death, you think of what you have done all through your life. So, the mental situation at the time of death will carry you to the different form of life as your mental situation.
Al morir usted siente todo lo que ha hecho en toda su vida y en esa situación mental que se crea de esa manera se lleva a usted a su próxima situación o a su próximo cuerpo material.
We do not see the mind intelligence, although we say that I have got mind, you have got mind, you have got intelligence, I have got intelligence. So, but we do not see it is a very subtle thing. But after the destruction of this gross body, the subtle body carries me to another gross
body. Cuerpo puro cuando el cuerpo sutil nos lleva a nuestro próximo cuerpo puro.
We have one practical experience. The mind is so forceful that you are sitting here, and within a second you can go to your home or homeland, which may be 10,000 miles away.
Tenemos diferentes prácticas que la mente es tan fuerte que, aunque estamos sentados aquí un segundo, su mente puede ir a su padre y iba a decir mil días de aquí.
The example is given just like from a garden, rose garden. The clear is carried by the air and it is transferred to another place.
El ejemplo es dado de un jardín de rosas. El aroma es llevado de un lugar a otro lugar.
So, in this life, whatever mental creation we are doing or creating, that will be carried in the next life. And according to that, nature will give us support.
Vivamente, cualquier naturaleza que tengamos en la mente, esa naturaleza nos lleva a nuestro próximo cuerpo y empezamos nuestra próxima vida.
So, if we think of dog, maybe we are transferred to the dog's body. If I think of God, then I shall be transferred to the dog's body.
Si pensamos en los perros, podemos ser transferidos a un cuerpo perro. Si pensamos en Dios, podemos ser transferidos a un cuerpo divino.
So, we have scattered our love for so many things in the material world. We have to collect everything. And transfer everything for loving God. Very successful.
Hemos dividido nuestro amor, tantas cosas del mundo material. Tenemos que unir, agregar todo nuestro amor y ponerlo todo en Dios. Esa es la manera de alcanzar éxito también.
So if we think of God, then how we become purified and next we become transferred to the kingdom.
Si pensamos en Dios, nos purificamos y en la próxima vida nos transferimos al reino de Dios.
And if we think of material things, then again we can be transferred to another material body.
Si pensamos en cosas materiales, otra vez nos transferimos a un cuerpo material.
This Krishna consciousness moment is for education people. How to think of God consciousness?
Este movimiento de la conciencia de Krishna es para educar a la gente cómo pensar en Dios constantemente.
And if we practice like that, then after being in this body, we are going to get a body which is exactly like God.
Y si practicamos de esta manera, entonces después de abandonar este cuerpo, consideremos un cuerpo exactamente como lo de Dios.
This body is called Satyananda. Sat means eternal, chit means full of knowledge, and ananda means full of bliss.
Ese cuerpo se llama Satchidananda. Satchidananda eterno, Chidananda lleno de conocimiento, Tananda lleno de bienaventuranza.
This body, this material body, is just the opposite number. It is neither eternal, neither full of knowledge, neither full of bliss.
Ese cuerpo es exactamente un número opuesto. No es eterno, tampoco es lleno de conocimiento, tampoco tiene bienaventuranza.
If we develop Krishna consciousness and God consciousness, then next body we shall get the body